time for another Elkhorn Archive on WEOL. It's brought to you by Eco Tree Services, your complete tree care company. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Tim Elkhorn. Tim, where are we traveling to this time?
Well, we're going to go back almost 13 years to March of 2008 and what was an historic win for the Elyria High Pioneers in a district championship game against Olmsted Falls in Division I boys basketball. And Bruce, a quick backstory to this. A week ago Tuesday, I had the privilege of going over to Columbia High School to watch Columbia host Keystone, and the conference championship was on the line and so forth. And I had the real pleasure of sitting with Bob Walsh during the ball game. Bob's grandson, Ryan, plays for Keystone, and so he was there. And of course, Bob and I, sitting in high school bleachers, we can reminisce about high school basketball for hours and hours. And we got to talking about his career and some of his great wins, and there's been many of them. And the conversation turned toward the district championship that Bob won at Elyria High with the Pioneers. And of course, Bob closed out his incredible career as the head coach at Elyria High. And boy, what a run he had with Clearview, Oberlin, Vermilion, Elyria Catholic, and Elyria High. And Elyria High in 2008 had not won a district championship in 31 years. The last district title they had won was in 1977. So it had been 31 years since Elyria had won a district title. They had been to the district final in the past 2 years. They were knocking on the door, but two consecutive years in 06 and 07, they had been beaten by Strongsville in the district championship. So perhaps the third time is the charm. So they go up against a very good Olmsted Falls team in 2008. And ironically, Olmsted Falls had come off a thrilling double overtime district semi win against Brunswick, 62-61. Elyria had finally shook their nemesis, Strongsville, in the district semi as the Pioneers beat the Mustangs 68-64. So that sets up this district final ball game between Olmsted Falls and Elyria. Bulldogs under head coach Pat Donahue, a great coach in his own right. We talk about Bob and Pat Donahue, great coach, unbelievable program at Old Falls. Bulldogs 16-7, Elyria 16-6. So this is the D1 district championship over at the Edward Kabuski Gym at Midview High School. So here we go. District final ball game. Place was absolutely packed. And it was Olmsted Falls that got off to a great start in the contest. They had a tremendous player, 6'4 senior Pat Pellwright, and he would score the first 7 points of the ball game for the Bulldogs.
Olmsted Falls, the road team tonight, the Bulldogs in their dark blue road uniforms. Gold letters and numbers with the white trim. Elyria High, the home team tonight, the Pioneers in their home white uniforms. Red letters and numbers trimmed in the black. Pellwright right down the pipe, put it on the rim and in, and Pat got fouled.
Yeah, he took Sorrell Davis straight to the rack that time with an NBA-type penetrating move. Pellwright asserting himself early, Tim.
Pat Pellwright with the first 4 points for Olmsted Falls. Sorrell Davis picked up the foul, his first, and Pellwright, a great free throw shooter, 84% on the year, looking to complete the three-point play. Line right, it's up, and it rattles in. Pellwright with all 5 Bulldog points. They've jumped out to a 5-0 lead. Quickly, Elyria to the other end. Dalton baseline right to Davis in traffic. Dumps it down low to Noble. Hooked it up in the right hand. Missed it. Rebound fought for. Out of there with it. Pellwright for Olmsted Falls. Down the floor to Hurl. Back out front to Pellwright. Right to the hoop. Drive. Scoop. Scores. Oh, my. 7-0. The Bulldogs have exploded. 6:40 to go first quarter here at Midview.
So a great start for Olmsted Falls and for Pat Pellwright. He's got the first 7 points of the ball game. And then Elyria just caught on fire. Elyria would outscore Olmsted Falls 31-6 for the remainder of the first quarter of play. They finally got it going, and they had a tremendous threesome in the backcourt. Promise Cabell along with Demetrius Dalton and Rayshawn Camel. Well, here's Promise Cabell with a big play for the Pioneers in the first.
It's a 10-5 contest, and now Elyria with pressure. But Olmsted Falls able to break it. Rabinick bounce on the right side. Kimmy got his shot blocked by Campbell. What a play by Promise. Here comes Elyria to the other end. Campbell drives, scoop, score!
Oh, can we say one man wrecking crew? I can. Oh, Promise Campbell, you are a dandy.
The 5'8 senior with a blocked shot, and then he took it the entire 94 feet of the floor and laid it in.
Yeah, so Elyria finally got rolling, and another key player for Bob Walsh's Pioneer team, 6'4 senior Sorrell Davis, he would join in the fun in that big first quarter for the Pioneers.
Rayshawn Camel for Elyria, changing hands on the dribble, bounce down the left side to Dalton. Demetrius into the lane, floats it right side to Camel, steps back, a three, around the rim and out, rebound Noble. Noble in traffic, put it up, high off the glass, no good, but Davis follows and put it in. Sorrell Davis with his first two, Elyria back to within one. And into the forecourt, Pat Pellwright's going to be called for carrying the basketball. And the Pioneer fans over on the opposite side love it.
Second turnover against the Bulldogs here early on. Elyria with a 5-1 rebounding advantage here. Midway point, first quarter.
Elyria right now on a 7-0 run. They trailed 10-2. Now they're within one.
And the Pioneers would keep it going. Again, we talked about that tremendous trio of Cabell, Dalton, and Camel. This time it would be Cabell and then Dalton for Elyria High to keep that momentum going.
Cabell through the center circle into the forecourt. Now backs up as Brett Larrick, Elyria assistant coach, barks out the offensive signal. 4:10 to go here in the first quarter. Elyria up by one. Noble left of the lane to Camel. Got away with a walk and laid it up and in. Boy, he took a bus on his way to the hoop. Camel with six. 13-10, Pioneers. Rabinick for Olmsted Falls on the right sideline. Jimmy shovels it out front to Tony Lanza, who's also checked in. Lanza hands it off to Kimmy. Kimmy left of the lane in traffic. Ball knocked out of his hands. Out of there with the Dalton. And Elyria High with the basketball and the three-point lead. Promise Cabell hands it off to Rayshawn Camel. Out front to Demetrius Dalton. Dalton at the three-point arc. Dalton down to the baseline. Drive, scoop, scores. Dalton with his first two. And it's now 15-10 Pioneers. 13 straight by Elyria. And Olmsted Falls turns it over at the other end.
Yeah, and the Pioneers would keep it rolling. Again, the first quarter after they fell down 7-0 and 10-2 was all Elyria. And here's another bucket for the Pioneers as they were on a 17-0 run.
Elyria again with pressure in the backcourt. And in the backcourt, Bravenick's going to be called for a travel as he tried to step through a double team.
Turnover number six against Olmsted Falls here, and we still have half of the first quarter to play.
I'll tell you what, I'm not sure who any of these three officials are. Pat Donahue doesn't like them already.
Pat better be careful. He's going to get teed up here real quick.
Well, there have been some calls that have not gone the Bulldog way. Inbounds, Travis Noble wide open, laid it up and in.
Yeah, he exploited the sophomore Glenn, stepped right around the 10th grader.
And it's now a 17-10 Elyria lead, 15 straight by the Pioneers. We're down to 2:50 to go here in the first quarter. Kimmy out front to Tony Lanza. Lanza left side to Orlando Glenn. Glenn double team. Dalton with the steal. Demetrius heads to the other end and laid it up and in. Timeout, Olmsted Falls. Boy, Pat Donahue has seen enough. Dalton with four. 19-10 Pioneers. 17 straight points for Elyria.
Yeah, they were rolling, and the first quarter still had some action to be played. And following that timeout, later on in that first quarter, Elyria would keep it going. Promise Cabell with a free throw, and then another shot by Yaples to close out the first quarter of play.
How about this, a 27-point first quarter already?
And Promise Cabell at the line shooting two, and Elyria will get the ball off the technical foul.
7 of 7 from the free throw line.
Cabell hit the first. Boy, oh boy, this is unbelievable. Cabell, line left. Second one, good. And now Elyria will get the basketball, leading by 16 points.
A perfect 8 of 8 from the charity stripe here in the first quarter for the Pioneers.
Rabinick went out with Elyria leading by 3. Since that point, they pushed it out to a 16-point advantage. Elyria with the basketball, leading 29-13. Cabell, top of the key. Cabell with 5 on the clock. Cabell works right wing. Whoops! It down low. Ball saved inbounds by Yaple. Left to the lane. Put it on the rim and in at the buzzer. John Yaple scooped up the loose ball, dropped it in. It's been a magical first quarter for Elyria. They lead it 31-13 at the end of one here at Midview.
Yeah, what a quarter for the Pioneers. After Olmsted Falls jumps out to that 7-0 lead, 31-6 run for Elyria to close out that first quarter. And I've used the term magical there. Perhaps I should have realized it was a good omen for Elyria, because we mentioned at the top of the archive here that it had been 31 years since Elyria had won a district title. Well, 31 in the first quarter, so they were on their way. But I guess I wasn't quick enough to realize that at the time, or perhaps Z's old tie distracted me. But Pioneers with a big 18-point lead at the end of one. But again, you knew Elyria was going to have to take on a run from Olmsted Falls, because Pat Donahue's team certainly wasn't going to quit. But boy, Elyria kept playing well into that second quarter of play. And once again, it was Promise Cabell with a big, big play for Elyria.
Into the forecourt, Rayshawn Camel in the left corner to Travis Noble. Noble's checked back in, makes his way to the hoop, missed the shot. Rebound, Pellwright throws it ahead to Lanza. Lanza ahead of the pack, shot blocked by Cabell. Loose ball grabbed by Pellwright. Up, in, and foul.
Pellwright's a big-time player. He kept his cool, and he knew that he could get the putback.
Here come the Bulldogs. They're not done. They're back to within 13 with 3:45 to go in the half, and Pellwright with a chance for a three-point play.
And Pellwright would complete that three-point play. In fact, in the first half, Pat Pellwright basically kept O Falls in the ballgame by himself, as Pellwright had a 21-point first half. So Elyria, after 31 points in the first quarter, would scorch the Nets for 25 more in the second quarter of play. They had a 56-point first half. But to Olmsted Falls' credit, Bruce, they hung in there in that second quarter. They actually outscored Elyria 28-25 in that second quarter. So it was a 15-point lead at the half for the Pioneers at 56-41. But you could sense Olmsted Falls had found their footing. It was simply a question of, was the hole too deep for them to climb out of? So we go to the second half of play with Elyria having that 15-point lead in the third quarter. That's when Olmsted Falls would make their move. You've heard the name Kimmy a couple of times. Scott Kimmy, 6'2" junior, averaged about 12 points per game for Pat Donahue's team. And Scott Kimmy would hit a big-time three ball for the Bulldogs in that third quarter.
Kimmy, he'll shoot a three. And hit it! Oh, nothing but net for Scott Kimmy. He's got five.
That shot was a two-engine jet plane.
58-46, the Bulldogs within 12.
I'm wondering what a two-engine jet plane is. Always interesting to work with three-wheeled Z's.
Better than a one-engine jet planer.
That's true. That's true. Oh, some of the quotes out of three-wheeled Z. But anyway, go back to the third quarter, and now this thing really turns into a heavyweight bout. And for Elyria High, they would get a big bucket from Travis Noble, but that would be answered by the Bulldogs.
Camel fakes the three, drops it in the corner to Noble. He'll shoot a three and hit it. Oh, the big guy knocks down a three from the left corner for Elyria.
Mr. T for three.
Big shot, 61-46. Wow.
Like Bill Lane Beer on that shot.
Scott Kimmy, sideline right to Hurl. Hands it to Pellwright, drives, drops it underneath. A beauty to Battaglia, who laid it in. What a pass by Pellwright.
And he drew the defensive pressure of Noble to make that play happen.
Dalton, right sideline, a three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Brabenick. Here comes Olmsted Falls. Brabenick, cross-court pass to Hurl. Hurl, back on the left side. Brabenick, a three. It's off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Pellwright. Pellwright backing in, lost the ball, got it back, put it in. Pellwright with 25.
Pellwright
owns the now an 11-point game, and the Bulldog fans are up on their feet.
Yeah, you could sense the momentum. It was going Olmsted Falls' way, and they kept it going. You've heard the name Brabenick a couple of times during these highlights. Jimmy Brabenick, who is now the head coach at Midview High School, the boys' head basketball coach, but boy, Jimmy was a great player for Pat Donahue's Bulldog Club. And Jim Brabenick would come through in that third quarter as he knocked down a huge long ball for Oak Falls.
Demetrius Dalton comes left of the lane, unloads a shot, missed it, rebound Pellwright for Olmsted Falls. The Bulldogs have cut it down to 9, 3.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. Out front, Scott Kimmy. Kimmy works his way around a Pellwright pick. Kimmy gives it off to Brabenick. Brabenick right down the lane. The runner is good.
Brabenick is courageous, going against three pioneers in the paint for that little running right-hand hook.
61-54, timeout, Elyria High.
And off that timeout, things kept going the Bulldogs' way.
Elyria High has seen their 23-point lead nearly evaporate. The Bulldogs have cut it all the way down to 7 with 3:10 to go here in the third quarter of play. Tim Elkhorn, Z Zoltai, we're here at the Midview Gym, which has become a sweat box. It is very warm and humid. Boy, Bob Walsh now knows how Joe Lynch felt on Thursday night. He's watching helplessly. Lob into Sorrell Davis, right of the lane, comes around Pellwright. Davis lost the ball! Pellwright out of there with it, launches it down the floor, right of the lane. For Hurl, out front, Brabenick, a three. He hit it!
Jimmy B!
Oh,
Jimmy B, the man of the hour.
Listen to the crowd! 61-57. The Bulldogs within 4. Campbell between his legs on the dribble. Left side, Campbell, a three. It's way short. Pellwright with the rebound for the Bulldogs. Pellwright through the center circle. Pellwright, right wing, Brabenick, a three.
Oh, somebody dial 911. Brabenick is an emergency happening.
61-60. Can you believe it? This is the loudest I've ever heard in the Midview Gym. The Bulldogs within 1, 2:14 to go. A timeout on the Colson and Colson tournament page matchup.
Wow, Bruce, I'm getting goosebumps just listening to this. What a ball game. And Jimmy Brabenick, he hit a couple of big-time three balls. But that would be as close as Olmsted Falls would get. And how many times do you see that? A team trails by a huge number. They rally all the way back. They get right to within the brink of taking the lead. And then the other team kind of gains their footing. And that's what happened. Brabenick's 2 3 balls got the Bulldogs to within 1. But Elyria was able to weather the storm as, once again, it was that threesome in the backcourt of Cabell, Dalton, and Camel. And here's Dalton with a free throw miss, but then a big putback by Williams for Elyria.
Demetrius now with 21.
And the Pioneers 4 of 5 in the second half. Overall on the game, they are 17 of 19 from the line.
Put at his season average. Second one up, no good. Offensive rebound, Michael Williams powered it up and in.
How big is that? Michael Williams asserting himself inside like a big man should.
And it's now 79-72. And we'll get a foul on Elyria as Kimmy comes to the forecourt. Boy, Michael Williams grabbed that carom and popped it back home. And Elyria now with a 7-point advantage, 4:56 to go. Fourth quarter of play.
Yeah, Michael Williams, a key bench player for Elyria. That was a huge basket as we're now in the fourth quarter of play. And then late in the ball game, Rayshawn Campbell, 5'10 senior guard. He was a tremendous playmaker. He came up with not one but 2 big assists for Elyria to kind of seal the ball game.
Williams being harassed by Pellwright, lobs it ahead to Dalton, 3-on-2. Dalton in the middle, left wing Campbell. Campbell under the hoop, played it to Davis, who popped it in. Oh, what a play.
Great assist that time by Rayshawn Campbell. Great vision to find his teammate cutting to the hoop.
And then Campbell would do it again as he found Noble.
Rebound grabbed by Elyria. Dalton to the forecourt, whips it left side to Campbell. Campbell double team, brings it back out front. Rayshawn in the lane, drops it down low to Noble, who hooked it up and in.
Little baby hook shot on the baseline for Noble.
86-78, Elyria with some breathing room. They're up by 8, 2:15 to go.
Yeah, and they would hold on for the win. Let's bring you the final call as Mike Cannon at the free throw line for the Pioneers to close out the ball game.
And for Elyria, Mike Cannon who scored 2 points at the varsity level this year, is now in the ball game, and Mike Cannon will shoot two with 13.2 to go. And he hits the
look
first.
At this young man comes off the bench saying, "Coach, put me in more, put me in more."
Cannon, a left-hander, around the rim and in on the second. Makes it 98-82, and now Elyria backs up. 10 seconds to go on the right side with the basketball. Sparks for Olmsted Falls, drives the baseline, shot put up and in. Oh, Russo with the hoop, and the buzzer sounds. And Elyria Pioneer fans, your wait is over. Elyria High, for the first time since 1977, is regional bound. The Pioneers here at Midview win the Division I District Championship in a scintillating 98-84 victory over Olmsted Falls.
What a game. What an atmosphere. It was one of those that I'll remember for a long, long time. They finally had busted through after losing in the district tournament the two previous years, but great game against a tremendous Olmsted Falls basketball team. Elyria High would go on to the Sweet 16 the next week over at CSU, take on St. Ed's. St. Ed's would beat Elyria High to end their season. But what a game it was in that district championship. Demetrius Dalton, you heard me call him Putt. That was his nickname, Putt. With a 26-point game that night for the Pioneers. Camel had 17, Promise Cabell with 16, Davis with 16. Pellwright was unreal for Olmsted Falls. Pat Pellwright had a 31-point ball game, 21 in the first half. Scott Kimme with 17. And, yes, our buddy Jim Brabenick, now the boys' head coach at Midview, Jimmy with those big threes in the third that got the Bulldogs to within one. Brabenick would finish up with a 17-point ball game. It was a magical night, no doubt about it. And after the ball game, it was a very happy and emotional Bob Walsh that joined Z and I on the post game.
I told the kids if we bang on the door enough, sooner or later it'll open. And tonight we finally got it to open.
Bob, certainly in all your years, you've been in a lot of district final ball games. You've been involved in some titanic contests. This one has to rank right up there as far as just the emotion and the memorable moments that this game had.
Well, there's no question. This was a great game, and as good as we did in the first half scoring, I wasn't comfortable. I knew that we had a lot of problems in front of us, and I knew that they would make a run. I was hoping it wouldn't get that close, but the bottom line is it did, and then going down the stretch, they stayed calm and overcame a lot of adversity and got it done.
So, Bruce, one that I'll remember for a long, long time. It was good to reminisce about that game with Bob Walsh a week ago Tuesday down at Columbia, and it kind of sparked my memory and thinking, you know what, that would be a great archive show. So that's what brought this one to my mind, and, boy, I'm glad we were able to bring it to the listeners tonight. That was a lot of fun to go back and listen to those highlights.
And I feel like I need a shower, in a good way, just because it seemed like I was part of the action. And as you mentioned, it was kind of a hot box over at Midview that night. So.
It sure was. Place was packed. There was nothing like Midview for Division I district basketball. I mean, it was a great atmosphere. Just the acoustics, the surround, you know, the surrounding sound and so forth. It was a lot of fun, and boy, it was hopping that night. And I was just so happy for Bob. I really was. Things didn't end up at EC the way I think either side wanted to, and so he got that last opportunity at Elyria and took them to that regional. Funny thing is, Bruce, the following week, I know time-wise, I don't know where we are, but following week, I was down in Florida. That's when we were still in Florida for Indians Radio Week. And I remember listening online. And Elyria gave St. Ed's a heck of a ball game. But I was pacing around my hotel room at the Swan and Dolphin down in Florida listening to that ball game against St. Ed's. This brings back great memories. It really does.
And this, again, is from March 1st of 2008, Elyria 98, Olmsted Falls 84. That is our Alcorn Archive for today. It's brought to you by Eco Tree Services, your complete Tree Care Company. Fullerton Alcorn, I'm Bruce Van Dyke on WEOL.